Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the third day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Mechamed Dvora, Pesach Betzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shlomo Krasner, of the Congregation Shomrei Israel in Poughkeepsie, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizik, followed by Rabbi Krasner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Krasner will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who are in need of a refuah, all those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Krasner.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I want to thank Rabbi Herman for all that he does for Klal Yisrael and for setting this united time for chizuk and prayer. And I think it is due to the merit of those who motivate and unite us for the good of the Jewish people. In conjunction with the prayers of the Jewish people, they'll enable us to be victorious. I was thinking the past few weeks, past few months, how we read, we watch in the news, how people after people spread lies about Israel, about the IDF. There were those who literally, publicly, called for our genocide. And when we tried to defend ourselves, they accuse us of genocide. We've done everything we can to go and to ensure that those who are innocent are not hurt, while they themselves have done everything they could to ensure those who are innocent are hurt. And yet, we see how their words are accepted by various politicians on the campuses, through the news. And it burns, it eats at us, you know, it eats at me. I was trying to figure out, how do I handle this emotion of reading about how evil is able to perpetuate their lies against us? And as always, what we do is we look at the Torah for guidance, we look at the Parsha. And I was thinking of the end of this week's Parsha. Yaakov has worked for Lavan for 14 years. And he tells Laban, it's time for me to build, you know, my own life, my own income. And Laban says, great, you've been a huge help. I've become wealthy because of you. And as you know in the story, Yaakov goes and he tells Laban, this is what I want. I want you should separate and take for yourself all of the miscolored sheep and goats. And all the new ones which are born from the current flock, I will then go. I will continue to make you wealthy. But I will go and take those which have unusual colorations. And Laban says, fine. And we know what happened. Yaakov sets up his whole idea with the sticks. As Ramban and the Or Zeruah explain, is that this was a business deal. You know, have whatever it would take to get the new sheep to be colored, whether sticks, vitamins, anything. And Yaakov goes to do that. And what happens? Laban goes and tricks him 10 sets of times. And it gets to the point where Yaakov has to call Rachel and Leah and tell Rachel and Leah, we have to go. Your father has been tricking us. And the question goes, why did Yaakov set this up? Yaakov could have said, give me 10% of next year's sheep. Why did Yaakov set up such an unusual way to ask for only the sheep and the goats, which were discolored? And as Yaakov himself says, I want the world to understand how innocent I am, how not a single penny is stolen. I want that they should go and see, look, Yaakov has only miscolored sheep and goats. Yaakov was obviously honest. And what's the end result? Yaakov has to run. And as Rav Huttner explains, is that as Lavan and Lavan's sons were blaming Yaakov, Yaakov told Rachel and Leah, look, we have to leave physically and we have to leave any influence from your father. Because the Jewish people have to be innocent. Our children have to ensure that every penny is an honest penny and that they're always honest. And you have to understand we also have to completely leave any influence from Lavan behind as well. And Rachel and Leah say, we understand that. We're going to build our people. We understand when wrong is wrong, no matter what lies they perpetuate. What was the end result? In the end of the parsha, again and again, Yaakov escapes. He slips down in the middle of the night. Lavan chases after him. And Lavan blames Yaakov for everything that Lavan himself did. Even after Yaakov proves, and Yaakov says, look through the tent. Is there a penny which I took from you? I worked for 20 years. I was honest in every second, in every penny. And Lavan says, it's all mine, but I'll let you have it. And you look at it and you think, where was the result of all of Yaakov's hard work? And the answer is, if you look, there's a second result. When Lavan was tricking Yaakov, Hashem sent the angels to ensure that the sheep that would be born would always be born to what Lavan was going to go and trick Yaakov into agreeing to. And what happened as a result? Hashem performed miracles for the honesty of Yaakov. And Hashem protected Yaakov. I think that while we must do what we can to show the world how we walk in the righteousness of Hashem, there'll be plenty of lovers in the world who will refuse to see it. What is important, though, as Yaakov demonstrated for us, his children as well, is that we need to understand how true and correct we are for ourselves. And we likewise must ensure that our household and children understand the importance of goodness, of living a proper Torah life, a life of righteousness, of justice, of mercy, compassion, and honesty. And as long as we follow in Yaakov's path, we can be assured that Hashem will see it in us as well. And at the end of the day, as long as our children understand how we are straight and true, as long as Hashem sees it, then no matter what all the lovers in the world believe in, they can believe whatever they want. It doesn't need to affect us. Because we know, our family knows, and Hashem knows. And in that, Hashem will create miracles for those who are innocent. Hashem will create miracles for those who are honest and just. And we know how we, the Jewish people, Israel, the IDF, how we have done everything we can to be both compassionate and just, while curing and defending our family. One more thing, which I think we need to understand and cherish as well, is, and especially when those who are evil perpetuate lies, besides the living righteous lives, besides the living lives of goodness and justice, we are the children of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Avram and Sarah, people who live their lives as the epitome of honesty and purity, where every penny was properly earned. Everything they did was innocent and just. Everything was filled with justice, compassion, and kindness. And we have to cherish this, to guide ourselves, to have an internal pride, who we are, who our buddies and JDs are, no matter all the lies that the world throws at us. And as we hold our heads high in the pride of our avos and imos, as we are confident in our own justice and mercy, as well as the truth and proper conduct of the defense of the Jewish people, defense of the IDF, may it be Hashem's will to have mercy on us, release the hostages, and usher in a time of peace, and may we merit speedily in our days Hashem's promise, when he will remove the disgrace of his people throughout the entire world, and how the entire world will come to Jewish people acknowledging how we were righteous all along. I'd like to continue with Tehillim, Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamateyach mizmor leDavid, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisageth Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, U'mitzion yisadeka,
Yizgar kumin chusecha, volosko yidash nesela, yitin lechacha vavecha vachotasko yimalei, niranenavi shuasecha v'shem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei adunai kumishalasecha, atayatati, ki hoshia adunai mishicho, yaneu mishmei kacho v'gveros yishayino, elavarecha v'zeil v'susim, va'anachnu v'shem adunai Eloheinu nazkir, Hema karuv in the fall of anachu kamenu nesodad Adonai Hoshia melchaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmar leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echzar v'nozdeh sheyaviteini amei menuchos v'nahaleini Navshi yishovev yancheini v'magli tzedek l'man shemo gam ki elech v'geis ha'mavet Lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha himayi nachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai, ishanta v'shem en roshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni koyim echatai, v'shafti b'zeis adunai li'orech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos, Esa enai el haharim me'ayim yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai ose shamayim va'aret. Al yitein lamaraglecha al yanum shamrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamrecha adonai tocha yadim inecha. Yomam Hashem esher kekka v'erech balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmar snafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Tezcha Vo'echa Me'at Tav Yad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hamalos V'mamakim Kersich Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli Tiena Aznecha Kashubos V'kol Tachnunai. Im Avonos Tishmar Yah Adonai Mi'amod Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei. Kivisi adunai kivsa nafshi lidvaro hokolti. Nafshi ladunai mi shamrim laboker, shamrim laboker. Yechel Yisrael el adunai. Kim adunai acheset varbeim ofedus. Vuhu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. And finally, Tehillim Kufman Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil ledavi biyosub amaras vila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai ezranan, eshvoch lefanav sichi, tzarsi lefanav agid, esatef olai ruchi, vatayedate nisivasi, borazu aleh tanuf bachli, habeit yamin ur'ev ein li makir, avad manosi meni ein doresh lenafshi, zaake lech Adonai, amarti ata machsi, felki de eretz hachayim, Hakshiv el rinasi ki dalosim yod, atzilein rofai kim tsumi meni, otzil imaskir nashi lo dos eshimecha, biyachtir tzadikim ki sigmal alai. For all of our brothers who are in trouble and hostages. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzar v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein be'abasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotzim yisar l'rvaka, Mefela li'or mishiba li'gu'ula, ashtabagol izman kariv v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, amen. Mishaberech l'chayelei tzahal, prayer for the Israel's Defense Force. Mishaberech avosenu, avnis of Yaakov, yivarkas chayelei tzva agana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kokos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar, tenu v'arei Eloheinu, mikvol ha'lavonon v'ad midbar mitzrayim, min hayam ha'gadol ad lavo ha'ravah, uv'chol mokom sheheim, v'yabasha ba'avir uv'yam, yitein adunai es oyveinu ha'kamim aleinu, nigafim lefnehem, Kosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzos Chayaleinu Mikol Sarvitzvik Mikol Negam HaKala V'yishach Drachav Atzach Luchom Maseh Yedehem Yadir Sonenu Tachtehem, the Achim Bechesu Yeshua, Vateres Nitzachon, Nikurim Behem, Akosav Ki Adunai Elohechem Olechem Atem, Lilachem Lachem, Imoj Vechem Lushiasem, Nomar Amen. Mishaberach Lishvoy in prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avasenu, Avrin Yitzchak Yaakov Yemot Yosef Moshe Aaron, David Ushlomo, Yivarth Yishra V'Yinsar, Es Nedre Tzva Ganal Yisrael Shvuyav, Es Kol Achenu Anasunu Vatsar V'Shivya, Bavur Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazem, Es Baal Bavaram, Kosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Aleihem, Yosem Yikoshet V'Tamavet, Umosra Sam Yinatek, Umimitsuko Sam Yoshiyem, Vishivem Meher Lechek Nishrucho Sehem, Yodu Ladunai Chastov, Nifo Sabu Ne Adam, Ikoin Behem Mikro Shakasov, Ufdui Adunai Yishuvan, Uvo Tion Brina, Simchas Olam Al Rosham, Sasam Simcha Yasigu, Unasun Gola Nachav and Omar, Amen. Mishaber Fecholim, prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avasenu, Avrin Yisav Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Yivar Farape S. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Olav, Lachlin Lo Post Azikol Achiyosov, Yishlacho Mehera, Ufur Shemim Neshmaim, Leramach Everov Shisagidav, Soshkar Chole Yisrael, Fus the nefesh, Fus the guf, Hashabagol of Zman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rabbi Krasner. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.